I'm not bloviating. I'm not exaggerating when I say this radio station, thanks to the leadership, is the most philanthropic radio station, I think, in the country. When you think about the number of fundraisers we've had over the years, headed up by any number of us, air personalities, and with new people coming in, they're taking over and doing the same thing. And it's important. So under the leadership of Steve Finitieri, our boss, who allows us to do these things that don't make any money for the radio station, but make money for the community and those in need, you can imagine how we embrace and understand when other people are out there making money. And I am so thrilled to find that together, Ford Philanthropy and Global Giving have crossed the $100 million mark in local communities around the world. They're the first. Ford is the first corporation to hit $100 million in global giving. No one happier about that than all the hardworking men and women at Ford Motor Company and the man representing them now, Mike Schmidt, the Director of Economic Mobility and Global Community Programming at Ford Philanthropy. And I know how proud Mary Culler is, President of Ford Philanthropy, and how proud you are, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Paul W. And, you know, you're right. It really is a testament to the employees and the whole Ford Motor Company. You know, our work goes far beyond just providing financial support and grants, although that's really important. We really try to serve as a true force multiplier to help our communities. And so we try to tap the expertise of our employees, the global reach of our dealer network, which, as you know, is in thousands of communities around the world, and really tap the power of our vehicles to bring mobility to bear when we're trying to help people in times of need. So, yeah, we are extremely proud of this milestone.
Well, you mentioned the dealers, and I'm glad you did, because they're a very important component of all of Ford's success, or for any OEM, because the dealers, frankly, are the first customers. They're the ones who buy the cars from you, then we buy the cars from them. I mean, let's face And back to Ford, your approach, because I've been around a long time, your approach has always been about vision, not about quick fixes, Mike.
Right. Absolutely. And that's, you know, that vision really came to bear this year when we launched an initiative I know you know well called Building Together, which really has formally brought the Ford enterprise together with our dealer network around the world. So what we're trying to do now is coordinate our giving. And so if Ford Philanthropy is making a grant in the community, we're also reaching out to our dealer in that area to see how they can support it with their employees or even sometimes with their vehicles. And it really has brought a force and a power to our investments. And it really makes a difference in the community when we're all coordinating together. Because, you know, the thing that a lot of people don't realize is dealers are really involved in their local communities. They're extremely active, and they're really pillars of their local communities. And so we're just trying to really leverage that power and that expertise to make a difference.
Well, I have to tell you, that $100 million is an incredible achievement. But really, and from being around, as I've said earlier, and knowing so many people around Ford at every level, the true measure is how Ford brings the full power of Ford Motor Company, your employees, your dealers, we've talked about your vehicles. You bring them all together to have the greatest impact, Mike, and that's not easy. But congratulations, because that's what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. No, it hasn't been easy because, you know, we're Ford is in so many communities around the world, but we've really seen it's making a difference this year as we're coordinating a lot better than we ever have before.
Well, I can't tell you, and I've said it before, I'll say it again and again, how lucky we are to have those dealers as our neighbors and to have Ford Motor Company, truly the hometown car maker. In every way. I mean, there are people named Ford that work at that business. It's not just on the cars. It's not just on the buildings. It's the very people. And when you have people like that, not to say that General Motors or Stellantis doesn't have people who've been around a long time and feel the same kind of pride, but there is something special, I think, and different about the family relationship, which carries over into all of us thinking of Ford in this respect as the hometown company.
Absolutely. You know, when I joined Ford, the thing I noticed right away was there's something different about this company. I mean, when a lot of companies say that giving back to the community is in their DNA, but at Ford, we really mean it. And it's really true. And what I found was really interesting is, of course, we've been in the U.S. for 122 years. But when we started even moving outside the U.S. to give, the thing that I thought was really interesting is the thing that's in common in every community that I visited around the world. These are people from different economic backgrounds, different cultures, was that real passion for giving back to their local communities. I mean, it really is in our DNA, and I think that's what makes Ford a really different company. And you're right, a real hometown company.
Well, you've never turned away from the hometown. You always have a laser focus on the hometown while you continue to do great things around the world in all of the communities you're represented, whether it's safe driving lessons in Manila, student-led right. change-making in Madrid. I mean, come on, there's so many stories of what would have to be proof of that ripple effect of the $100 million and what that has set in motion, showing how Ford's visionary approach has fueled creativity, has fueled dignity, has fueled strength in communities worldwide. This is a very big deal.
Absolutely. You know, a great example of that, this past September, we worked alongside our global dealer network to raise over 2 million meals for our global communities. And that was really led by our dealers in every community, creating food banks and delivering food to people in need. So it was actually the world's largest food drive.
Wow. Yeah. The world's largest food drive. That's saying
That's
a lot.
Right.
Well, congratulations to you and all of the individual hardworking men and women at all levels at Ford Motor Company who you represent as the Director of Economic Mobility and Global Community Development at Ford Philanthropy. Please give our best to Mary Culler and, of course, our best to you, Mike Schmidt. And thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. It ends today. And happy Kwanzaa. We celebrate them all. Why wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Schmidt, Director, Economic Mobility, Global Community Development at Ford Philanthropy with Paul W. Smith on WJR. Celebrating life's special moments. That, my friend, has been at the heart of Ahe Jewelers since Edmund T. Ahe, the patriarch, opened his first store in 1947. Over 75 years later, and across three generations, the Ahe family has since built an international reputation for award-winning artistry, superior selection, and exceptional customer experience. And with the holiday season upon us, Ahe's team of experts is standing by to help you select the perfect gift from their vast selection of coveted brands, including their own line of custom in-house jewelry. View their newly opened Patek Philippe showroom, the finest in the country, maybe the world. Also enjoy complimentary parking throughout all of Grosse Pointe Woods through the end of the year. Once again, courtesy of Ahe, they picked up the parking tab for you throughout Grosse Pointe Woods. But more importantly, they're there for you in extended holiday hours right now. And if you haven't been in Ahe Jewelers ever or even lately, you have no idea what you're missing out on. A vast array of spectacular gifts, presents, thank yous that you aren't going to find anywhere else. No pressure, just help. Helpful advice. Then when you make the purchase, they don't say, do you want that wrap? That'll be $5. Are you kidding me? The Ahes would have it no other way. They do fabulous gift wrapping, obviously for free. And you'll love the present, and the only person who will love it more is the person you give it to. Experience the magic of Ahes' commitment to giving customers more than they expect. Visit Ahe Jewelers in Grosse Pointe Woods. Extended holiday hours during this holiday month of December. It is 12:45 at WJR.